As some of you may know, Singapore recently recorded its highest spike in COVID-19 cases attributed to foreigners living and working there. Currently, the country records 8,014 positive COVID-19 patients and 11 deaths, and the numbers don't look like they're slowing down. As of the 19th of April, 505 of the 596 new cases reported are work permit holders residing in foreign dormitories. Since this discovery, many have been speculating what will be done to this group in order to curb the spread of the virus among our neighbors on the other side of the causeway. https://www.facebook.com/sengkanggeneralhospital/videos/17144437070782o/?v=17144370780 But it's heartwarming to know that they don't have to worry, as healthcare professionals from Sengkang General Hospital have personally taken it upon themselves to reassure these workers that they are in good hands. As you all know, there is a massive spread of the coronavirus infection all around the world. Unfortunately, it has come to your dorms too. Should you be afraid? I will tell you that there is nothing to be afraid of, as we are already here for you all. We will be taking care of your health, said Dr. Munasir, one of the few doctors who visited the dormitory in a video posted on the hospital's Facebook page. Decked out in full PPE attire while holding a megaphone, the medical professional gave a heartfelt speech in Bengali to residents of the infected dormitories while urging them to follow strict rules such as wearing masks, maintaining personal hygiene and social distancing. He went on to assure these workers that they are valued and cared for in Singapore's eyes. You have done your part for Singapore, you have built the buildings we live in, you have built the roads we travel upon, your contribution to Singapore is enormous. You are one of us and we will take care of you, said the grateful doctor. The medical professional then ended his speech with a word of encouragement for these foreigners to stay strong, be confident, drive away your fears. We are here for you. Singapore isn't the only country that depends on foreign workers to tackle gritty work such as road paving and construction. If Malaysia is looking to learn from the way our neighbors are handling the foreign worker cluster, we should also think about treating them with the respect they deserve. Also read, Singapore records shocking jump of 1,426 new cases in one day, total at 8,014. You have reached the end of this story.